Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris Show Friday edition of this program. Let's get it out of the way. We've got a lineup change today. That's all right. It's all right.
People, settle.
Chris Kelly, Chris Dim,
and
BB Shane.
What's up? How are we?
Well, we're without Biggie, and I know what you're thinking. In what emergency room?
Yeah.
Where do we send flowers?
In what intensive care unit? No.
Do we start the prayer chain?
No. In fact, here's how this worked out. Yesterday, show ends per usual. Fine. I'm sitting here with Biggie. Chris Dim leaves the room. We have a routine. I say to Biggie, I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough.
You bury your head in your hands. Biggie's told me some of the details, but most he keeps secret.
I sit and bury my head in my hands, and I say, I can't.
What am I doing in here?
I'm terrible at this. This is awful.
I've chosen the wrong career path.
I'm terrible at everything. And he has to say to me, no. Pick your jaw up off the floor. Come on. You can do it.
You're better than some.
You're mediocre. You've got him fooled. You've been doing it a while now. He says these things to me. Which
picks you up.
That's why he's my best friend.
That's what you need.
That's why he's my best friend. I just say, it's an unwinnable game. I cannot win this game. And he's like, no, you'll never win, but fight the good fight. That's what he says to me. You know. Well, yesterday, after we'd gone through all that, he says to me, I want you to be honest with me. And I thought, well, that's not my strong suit either, is it? And he says, would you mind if I take tomorrow off? Biggie says that to me. Well, my first thought was, yes, I do mind. And he says,
you've known me how long, Biggie?
I thought to myself, you've known me long enough to know that. He goes, would you be really, really mad if I took tomorrow off? And yes, I would be very, very angry. But what I said was, no, you deserve it. Get out there. Take your day. Something about his family coming into town. Now, we all know that's a lie. Nobody knows what he's really doing. Okay. I said, well, is B.B. Shea going to be able to come in here? Because he's just back from Mardi Gras. He was a bit under the weather.
Frankly, he's a mess.
He's a mess. Yeah. I mean, we saw him yesterday. He's hungover.
Still hungover.
I mean, he doesn't look good still. And Biggie said, I'll check with B.B. Shea.
He's got about a half pound of crawfish in his gut still.
Exactly. And he followed that up with a little rebound pulled pork we just learned, which gave him insomnia. That has that effect on a lot of people. Pulled pork insomnia. You look that up on WebMD. You're going to find
it. I've done the research. It's true.
Very common. Yes. So Biggie said, I just want to make sure with you that you're not angry. Now, inside, I was boiling. My blood was boiling. But what I said was, you deserve it. Take your day. It's great. It's great with me. Go and enjoy your life and say hello to your family. Of course, that bothered me. When I walked down, I went back. I got one of the pillows off the new chairs and screamed into it as loud as I could. Nobody could hear me. Nobody could hear me scream. Because of that, we have B.B. Shea in here today. Mm. So go ahead. Whatever device you're listening on, turn it off.
Flip it off. Yeah.
B.B. Shea joins us. How are you feeling now, 36 hours back from New Orleans?
Worse,
he said.
Worse. Three times worse than I did yesterday.
I think it was the pulled pork.
It was.
I did not
sleep well. I was having some weird dreams last night.
Really?
Yeah.
After the pork.
It was rough.
Man. You know, I didn't.
So you spent 5 days in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Full Mardi Gras experience, B.B. Shea.
Yeah.
And you come back and you think, maybe I'll get a salad.
Maybe a cleanse of some sort. I need to detox all this disgusting Louisiana air out of my body. Like, it's a beautiful place, but it's disgusting.
Well, yeah.
I got to do that this weekend.
Yeah. So one more
day.
That
sounds like a round of golf?
That would probably help me out.
Tomorrow would be a good day for me.
For sure.
Nice day tomorrow, from what I hear, in our area.
Play nine. I don't know.
This is fortuitous. I just got a letter in the mail. And I knew what it was. As soon as I saw the envelope, I was like, well, that's going to pertain to B.B. Shea. I get these about once every 10 days. For backstory, about 3 years ago, I admitted on our air that I cannot stand a word for flatulence, the four-letter F word for flatulence. I hate to even say it. I'm going to have to say it here in a moment.
Yes, it's one of your prissier takes.
Some say the prissiest. Do you know, earlier this week, I was called a pab. Biggie and I both, because we said
three very vulgar words strung together.
Pussy. ass bitch, okay? A PAB. And Biggie said, they're calling us PABs in here. We had said that J.D. Vance was wrong for his role in the Oval Office spat. And every caller emails, like, oh, you
shut your mouth, shut your PABs.
PAB. Oh, you're such a PAB. But I'll wear it for this because I don't like that F word that means flatulence. Mm. And it's maybe my prissiest take of all time. Mm. 3 years ago, I admitted it, and suddenly I started getting letters from everywhere that just started, it just had that one word on it.
Yeah, but stickers, mugs, hand huggers, needlepoint.
Yes.
Yes.
In a low moment, even our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, sent me one of those letters, to which I said, "Et tu, Lisa, how can you?" And she said, "Ah, it was too fun not to." She didn't care. She just, and all it would say was,
"There was an avalanche of postcards from
all over the world,
Europe, Asia, the Caribbean."
Yeah. Well, with things like that, of course, it dwindled over 6 months. It basically stopped.
Except
for one. And I'm going to have to say the word I don't like. He signs all his letters, I am Farticus. Okay? And
you almost have to respect the dedication.
The stick-to-itive. I mean,
sticking to the bit.
You know.
Committing.
It kept on going. And, you know, it was 3 years ago. And then after a few months, I was like, well, surely this will stop. No, he keeps regularly. I'd say every 10 days.
And Farticus doesn't just do it to do it. There's a message behind his fart mail.
And the postmark on it comes from different places all over the world. This is Burlington, Vermont. This is a Burlington. And B.B. Shea said, delivery from Burlington, Vermont. I said, oh, I know what that is.
Old Farticus again.
Yeah. Yes. And so you open it up, and always on one side of a piece of paper that's been folded about 10 times, it just says the word fart.
He often changes font.
Font is always different. This time he's gone with a more flowing, like old, you know, it's a really
kind of old English.
Old English, all lowercase. Sometimes it's all uppercase. Sometimes it's tiny and you have to look for it, you know. But there's always another message to it as well. And this pertains to you, B.B. Shea. It says, it always says, the fart stops when the rap stops. I am Farticus. And he's referring, I've protected you
from
this.
You,
oh,
B.B.
wow.
Shea.
I did not know this.
I've protected you from this for 3 years because B.B. Shea wraps our show on Friday with what I love, which is a weekly wrap up in rap form. But Farticus here says he will stop sending these letters if you stop doing that. And I've never told you this because I love your rap and I don't negotiate with terrorists.
This is low key my fault.
Yes.
I'm bringing the terror upon you, sort of.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah.
So as a PAB, I have to I have to fight, which is not something I normally do. But and see, he folds it in a way where you can see you see the word.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. And I have no idea who he is, but he's kept. I don't even know if it's a he, but he or she has kept it up for all these years. And I, as you know, hate that word. I cannot stand it. So there it is. Rusty is our fact checker. Every Friday, he does a pep talk for me for Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. Had a good game yesterday. Chris Dim won 5-2 on a Throwback Thursday game from later, 2011. And Rusty says, you've had a perfect February. True. I did not lose in February. Major glazing in order. An average of 4.5 for the month. You've brought your average up to 4.22222222 for the year. And with your obsessive desire to be the best at something, I'm ready to declare, without a doubt, you're the best morning radio personality at playing rock and roll trivia on Fridays. In a market no larger than Raleigh, over the age of 50, who also plays pickleball and has a son going to East Carolina but transferring to Tennessee. Okay, that's what
you
I
You are number one far and away
Take
in
it.
That category.
You are the number one DJ at playing Put Up or Shut Up on a Friday who also has a dog, a cat, 2 guinea pigs, and several beta fishes. Okay, that's right.
Take it.
So, for you, you are the best around. Try to be best because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. This is from Karate Kid. This is my favorite song he's ever contributed. That's a pump up. Tough to make it. This is what Daniel LaRusso listened to before he took the All Valley in 1984.
He was tournament called, montage?
Tournament montage. And then he had his leg swept and then did crane techniques. They called him a peb, too. He's not. Coming up here on the Two Guys Named Chris show. I am so glad BB Shea is here to hear this health report. Too late for Biggie. For you, though, we've got something. Next, Two Guys Named Chris show.